insomnia. The smell of books invariably soothed me, and I'd soon be ready to crawl back into bed. Well, I'm sure you can find... The sound of a gunshot rang through the store. My first instinct was to duck, but gunfire in Mission City was ridiculous. Must be a car backfiring. So if... Another one. My gaze shot to Sunshine. She raised an eyebrow as if to say, "What's your point?" This time, a motor revved. My hackles rose. "Drink your coffee, boss. I have some news." She inclined her head. "Remember when the McKinneys sold their store?" "Sure. About 6 months ago." Where was she going with this? "And you didn't know who bought it? I presume you're going to enlighten me?" I loved her, but occasionally she took her sweet time getting to the point. "A motorcycle repair shop." I gaped. "How did they move in? And I didn't notice." She rolled her eyes. "You just spent the last week at a book buying convention in New Orleans, and you stopped in New York and Chicago. Did you think the world held its breath while you were gone?" "Well, frankly, yes. This is Mission City. Nothing ever happens in Mission..." Another loud rev. "God damn it." She snickered. "Whatever." She waved her hand. "They had a crew come in last week. Pretty much worked 24/7. Got the entire thing done up. Looks pretty spiffy. Of course, in a week or two, there'll be a layer of grease and they can't stay." I pushed my glasses up my nose. "Absolutely not. We can't have a repair shop next to the bookstore." "Oh, why did the McKinneys have to sell?" "Because they literally won the lottery." She snorted and moved back to Prince Edward Island to be with their kids. "Why run a hardware store when you can sit and watch the ocean waves?" I had no idea. Not about any of it. I worked hard. I couldn't fathom sitting around all day looking at water. No, my parents gave me a job when I was 13, and I'd worked almost every day since, when I wasn't in school. So, in other words, half my life. This tangent was getting me nowhere. Another rumble. I flailed my arms at the huge, overstuffed chairs. "We want readers to come in, put their feet up, and stay a while. How are they going to be able to think, let alone concentrate on a book with all that racket?" I pounded my fist on the counter, startling us both. "I'm going over there." She giggled, snorted. "To do what? They have as much right to be here as we do." "No, we were here first. Downtown Mission City doesn't need that noise." Could I add more derision to the word? Possibly. Nah. Probably not. Sun placed a hand over my fist. Instantly, a wave of calm washed over me. Damn woman. I wanted to be mad, and she wanted me to be placid. Sometimes her sensitive nature overwhelmed my swirling emotions. She often brought peace when my mind spiraled into chaos. On the flip side, I possessed a drive she didn't have within her. Synergism. I managed the business side, and she handled customers. We could change lanes when we needed to, but why mess with something that worked so well? And the woman's sensitivities sometimes veered into psychic abilities, but we never talked about that. "He's a nice man. You don't need to go over there all upset and make a fuss." She stroked her finger along my thumb. "You need to go and introduce yourself. Welcome him to the neighborhood. I won't say too much, but..." She glanced around, letting me know she was about to impart a great secret. "He's lonely." "So what?" I almost said I was lonely, and it was no big deal, but being that personal with my employee didn't seem a good idea. The sympathy in those sky blue eyes assured me that my unspoken comment had also been understood. "Fine. I'll be nice." Grudging. "Take him a black coffee." I arched a brow. "A hunch.